A French hostage has been killed in Algeria by a group claiming to be working with the so-called Islamic State or ISIS. The French hostage was captured on Sunday, and he was killed after French warplanes struck ISIS targets in Iraq.
The Algerian group says the killing is retribution. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, a solemn President François Hollande said a 55-year-old father, son, and mountain guide had been brutally murdered.
Il s'appelait Hervé Gourdel.
His name was Hervé Gourdel. He was an enthusiastic man who loved to mountain climb. He thought he could live out his passion on a trip to the mountains of northern Algeria, but he was captured and beheaded. This is what terrorism does.
French jets destroyed a munitions depot north of Baghdad on Friday. Almost immediately, ISIS issued a statement calling on its followers to find and kill French people along with Americans. 2 days later came the news that a French citizen had been captured in northern Algeria, in an area where terrorist groups that once fought the Algerian government are known to hide. The group, calling itself the Caliphate Soldiers, released a video. It opened with a clip of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Monsieur le Président Hollande.
And then showed Hervé Gourdel sitting between two masked men holding Kalashnikovs. He introduces himself and calmly asks President Hollande to stop his bombing campaign against ISIS. The group gave France 24 hours to comply before they said they'd kill Gourdel. Defense expert Pierre Servan says the group was trying to shock the world as leaders gathered for the United Nations General Assembly. He says they also wanted to show ISIS they were a worthy ally.
C'est-à-dire qu'il y a une espèce de surenchère entre différents groupuscules.
All these little terror groups want to get in with ISIS. So they're saying, hey, watch what we can do. We learned this through you, and we can do the same thing.
La France vit une épreuve à travers...
Hollande said today's assassination has put France to the test. But France, he said, would never capitulate to barbarism and instead would step up its campaign against ISIS. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.